Zakta Mishnah Vayta Masechta Shabbos, Perik Chav Dalid, Mishnah Gimel. Camels are very good for going on a long journey in the desert. One of the reasons is that somehow it's possible to kind of fill it up beforehand. So it doesn't have to stop and eat and drink in the middle. If you're traveling through a desert, there aren't too many places where you can stop and buy food or drink. So before they would set out on such a journey, they used to stuff the camel. And that was done by force-feeding the camel. They would literally take food and push the food down the camel's throat. How far down? To the point where the camel couldn't spit it out anymore. You think you can do this on Shabbos? Well, if you said no, you're right. Zak the Mishnah. Perik Chav Dalid, Mishnah Gimel. Ein oifsin es agamel. You can't stuff the camel. What does the word oifsin mean? Well, an avos is like the special box that the animal eats from. So it's like you want to make this special box inside the animal. There's no real box there, but it's as if you're filling up the box inside. Also, really, darsin. Darsin also means cramming food into the animal. But it's not as much as in the oifsin process. Why are we not allowed to do this on Shabbos? The Meiri says extra tircha. You can't burden yourself on Shabbos if it's not necessary. Some say that we're concerned that it may come to crush the beans. Or maybe need flour in order to get this done. Avul Bat says the Mishnah, Malitin. Malitin says the Batanura means you push the Meichel in, but not all the way far down to the point where the animal couldn't get it out if he wanted to. You put the food into the mouth of the animal, but if the animal wanted, he has no problem coughing this up or spitting it out. Now, just like they would sometimes stuff the camels so that, so to speak, their tank is full before the journey, the way you would fill up a car with gas. Although, of course, this is an animal and you have to treat it with respect. They used to do the same thing with calves. Now, calves, you don't take across the desert. They would do it for a totally different reason. They wanted to stuff the calves. They should be big and full of meat before Shechita. Zakta Mishnah, ve'ein mamrim es hu'agolim. You can't force the food down the throats of calves, again, to a point where they can't send it back. The word mamarin, the literal taich, is mefatmin. That means to fatten up the calf. Can't do that on Shabbos. But as in the case of the camels, avul malitin. You can put the food into their mouths, but as long as you don't go down far enough, pass where the behemoth swallows, so that if he wanted to, he can spit it out. Now, sometimes they would do this, put food into the mouth for roosters and chickens as well. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, umahal kitin, letanagaylin. You can put the food into the mouth of the fowl, these birds, as long as you only push it as far where it could still get it out. Where if the chicken decides, I don't want it, he has a brayer to spit it out. Now, birds, they eat a certain kind of bran. Sometimes you have to pour water into the bran. Really, some people pour water into the bran and then they mix it, they like knead it. So our Mishnah says, devenoisnen mayim, you can put the water, lamorsen, into the bran. That isn't considered lush, which is the malach of kneading. Avaloi goivlim, you can't actually mix it, you can't actually knead it. When I say knead, it's spelled K-N-E-A-D. That's the kneading you do for a challah dough. Vayitras like the Mishnah, the ain nice than naim lifnei devarim, you can't, you cannot place water before bees. Lifnei yoinim shebeshaivach, or before doves that are in their special dove house. And the reason is, as we explained earlier, the bees and the doves, they don't rely on you for food. They have no problem going out and finding food on the field and water, water they can find in the swamps and the rivers, and you can only feed animals on Shabbos that rely on you for food. Avol nisim, but you could place water, lifnei avazim, before geese, v'tarnagaylim, and chickens. Geese and chickens, they don't fly outside the owner's farm. They have no way of getting water unless you give it to them. And the same is true for certain types of doves. The same is true for lifnei yoinei hardesiais. There was a king. His name was Hurdris. Hurdris was really an eved. He rose up against the Chashminoim, his masters. And with the help of the Romans, he declared himself king. And he used to raise a lot of doves in his palace. So these doves that are raised in houses, that are raised in palaces, they're not used to flying around and fend for themselves, they're called Yoinei Hardesiais. And again, because they need you to feed them, that's the reason you can do it on Shabbos. Okay, so let's chazer over what we learned in our Mishnah. You can't stuff the food down the throat of the camel, where you're pushing it down to the point of no return, where the animal can't give it back. For that matter, you can't cram the food in, even though it's not as much or it's not as deep. We said you can't fatten the calves by pushing food down to the point where they can't spit it back. But you can put it into their mouth to the point where they can't return it. The same is true for the camels. And the same is true for the roosters and the chickens. You could put the food into their mouth up until the point that they can still spit it out. You can pour the water into the bran, but you can't mix it. That would be a shiloh of lush. Because you can only feed animals, insects, birds that are dependent on you to feed them. Therefore, you can't put water before bees or before the regular doves that live in the regular dove houses. They can fend for themselves. But you could place it before geese, roosters, and chickens, and the special Yoinei Hardesiyos. These are the doves that grow up in palaces, and they're not used to be able to go out and get food for themselves. We won't get into it now, but you know, Shabbos Shira, the minhag is to put food out for the birds, and some question, how can you do that on Shabbos? Those birds aren't counting on you to feed them, so some say you have to put it out before Shabbos, others give different heterim. The other thing that's important to understand is the malacha of lush. What does lush mean? Lush means when you take little hard pieces, mix them with water, and you mush it into a mush, like challah dough or pudding. So there's belila ava. Belila ava means it really gets thick, mamish like a solid pudding. That's aser min hatayra. And then there's something called belila raka, more like a farina, things like that. That's aser min derabanan. Belila raka means it still pours. You can still pour it. And then there are things, even though you're mixing like a powder and a liquid together, but it remains totally liquid, like when you make coffee. So that would be mutter. Sometimes in the cases of belila raka, you can do it if you do it different than the way you do it during the week. If you normally put the liquid first and then the eichel, you can put the eichel first and then the liquid. Also, you would mix it with the shinui, not in the normal way. So I'm not here to teach you the halachas, just want you to understand that there is such a malacha of lush, and you have to understand, and you have to learn Hilchos Shabbos to know what you can do, what you can't do. There's also a machloikis, if you're chayiv for actually kneading or just for pouring the water. In our Mishnah, so most mefarshim learn, it goes according to the shitas that hold, just pouring the water would be an iser derabanan. And that's why, as we have discussed earlier, when it comes to feeding the animals, chazal were meikel.